My C3 family, it's Tuesday, and Acts 24 is where we find ourselves today, and we are watching several events happen with Paul, as we don't even really understand why he was arrested, other than he crimped the style of the religious elite. So yesterday's reading ended with Paul awaiting trial before this specific Roman governor named Felix. And so he has been staying in Felix's mansion in Caesarea. And the Jewish high priest, remember Ananias, that Paul had stood up to before being sent to Caesarea. So he shows up with his legal team, and his lawyer butters up Felix with some opening comments about how wonderful Felix is. And then he levels his charges against Paul. And he's really vague about the charges. He says that he's a riot causer and he's the ringleader of a Nazarene sect. And he tried to desecrate the temple and all of this stuff, remembering that he's talking to a Roman that probably isn't too worried about the desecration of the temple, I wouldn't think. So after the accusers present these charges, Paul gets an opportunity to speak, and he doesn't go off on this long tangents. He basically says their claims are false. I haven't broken any Jewish laws. And so after Paul's brief defense, Felix adjourns the court. And then we see something interesting happen. We see Felix and his wife visit Paul. And Paul boldly talks about his faith in Jesus. Now, there's a little bit of application here in today's reading, even though it's mostly historical information, because when he talked to Felix, who had sought out Paul, when he talked to Felix about Jesus, it freaked Felix out. He sent Paul away because he couldn't handle hearing the truth. I can't help but wonder if Felix felt convicted, or if Felix worried about what this might do to him, or what he might miss out on, or what he might have to change if he came to faith in Jesus. But Paul planted the seeds nonetheless. It was too real for Felix at that time, but he planted seeds. That's one of our jobs, to plant seeds. I think we can get this pressure put on us, or whether it's self-inflicted pressure or by somebody else that convinces us that we've got to go around saving all these people. We've got to remind ourselves that Jesus is the one that saves. He's the Savior. I'm not. You're not. And what he calls us to do is to plant seeds. And he did this. So he's in prison. And think about how bitter he could have been at Felix. But what does he do when he gets alone with Felix and Felix's wife? He presents the gospel to them. Now we think at the end of the chapter here, you know, it seems like things are kind of wrapping up with this. It seems like maybe, you know, Felix developed kind of a relationship with Paul. He's hoping that Paul offers him a bribe to get him out of there. But no, it doesn't happen. And so he's kept in prison for the next 2 years, it tells us. And to the point of Felix is succeeded by another governor named Festus. And you know how oftentimes presidents on their way out will give presidential pardons. They will pardon people convicted of crimes. Basically, they let them out of prison. You might think that Felix would have done that, but it says that he didn't do that because he wanted to do a favor for the Jews. So, steeped in politics. So, going back to that question as we close today's New and 22. Think about how easily Paul could have become embittered. Paul had every right in human minds, in human thought, to be embittered and hateful towards the Jewish people who got him there, and we don't get that indication here. He could have been so angry with Felix and his wife and used that time when Felix and his wife came to visit him, used that time to manipulate or to try to get him to let him out. But instead, he shared the gospel. 2 years later, Paul is still sitting in prison under a brand new governor named Festus. And we'll see in tomorrow's reading what happens when he goes to trial before Festus. Have a great Tuesday.